You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Tom Manch about the Presley Pay It Forward Children's Cancer Benefit.
So basically the history behind it is that our family actually struggled with the leukemia. My daughter, when she was 2 years old, right when COVID shut everything down, was found to have 98% bone marrow cancer. And I ended up not being allowed in the hospital. They actually told me in the parking lot of the hospital because of COVID shut everything down. So my wife and my daughter were the only ones allowed in the emergency room down at Children's. And I had to do everything via phone because they separated the families, and it was a very, very troubling time. Yeah. I'm sure everybody remembers COVID and all the chaos with that.
Yes.
So not only did we have to do all the COVID stuff, then we had to swim through the childhood cancer and all the treatments that go behind it and everything else. And from being from Iron River, Michigan, or living in Iron River, Michigan, the closest appropriate facility at the time was Children's Hospital in Milwaukee. So I would travel down back and forth, plus go to work and, you know, drop stuff off for my wife, and they would sanitize it and do whatever and then bring it up to her at the hospital and with all the COVID restrictions and all that kind of stuff. And our local town got together, and local area, you know, anywhere from northern Wisconsin to northern Michigan, there's some benefits for her, for my daughter. And people don't realize that you only have so much PTO, you only have so much FMLA, you only have so many things that are there set up to protect families when bad things happen. But once that's exhausted, the cancer battle's still going. It doesn't stop. So the beautiful community of the Northwoods and other local families and other people have reached out and helped us, which helped us pay our bills, helped us keep our house, helped us with gas, with food, with things we could do to keep fighting for our daughter.
Yeah.
So now that our daughter is in remission, she's got one more blood test to go. It's our way of paying it forward to other families right now that are going through the same battles that we went through. So what we do is, she's still in remission. She still has to go down and maintain her doctors and do all that kind of stuff. She's got blood work coming up to make sure she's still cancer-free. So it's not like a two-year deal. I mean, these kids go through this for however long the treatment can be. It could almost be 10 years, sometimes 16 years. There's just so many years involved in it, you know, once they're in remission, that they still have to be, you know, monitored. So what we do is we find families that are in the northern area, in Wisconsin and Michigan, and we find two families, or we'll find, you know, other people that need help. And all the proceeds of this, we make absolutely nothing on it, goes to the families that are actively battling cancer. And also the toys that are generated, I personally drop them down at the MAC clinic when we go down for Presley's appointments. I'll drop a trailer load or a truck load or whatever we raise that year off, and we can talk about the toy closet and tell you more about it. But yeah, it's pretty much our family's way of saying thank you to the community for helping us, because sure, I feel that's the beauty of the Northwoods and the small towns,
sure,
that we all are all family.
This event kicks off Saturday, August 16th with an 8 a.m. meetup at the Main Street Cafe, which is on 321 Genesee Street in Iron River, Michigan. Sign-up is at 7 a.m., kickstands up at 9 a.m., and you can call 906-284-7275 for pre-sign-up requests. All vehicles are welcome, even if you don't own a motorcycle. The Price County Highway Department would like to inform you of an upcoming road closure. On Wednesday, August 13th, pending weather, County Highway D will be closed for culvert replacement 1/2 mile east of State Highway 13. In the town of Worcester, there will be no sign detour, and the closure will begin at 7 a.m., and work is expected to be completed by 3 p.m. Once again, August 13th, that is this Wednesday, pending weather, County Highway D will be closed for culvert replacement 1/2 mile east of Highway 13 in the town of Worcester. There will be no sign detour, and the closure will begin at 7 a.m., and work is expected to be completed by 3 p.m. Please allow extra time for your commute. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your cooperation and patience. Saturday, August 16th at 6 p.m. in the Historic Pavilion over at Copper Falls State Park, it's the Tamarind Dance Troupe. Tamarind is a group of dedicated performers who strive to give you the best in class entertainment. From Tamarind Dance Studio in Milwaukee, performances are known for the unique fusion of traditional and modern dance styles. They have performed locally in Wisconsin and internationally for over 10 years. Please plan to stay after the performance as Pinocchio Ice Cream Sundays will be for sale. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, August 16th at 6 p.m. in the Historic Pavilion over at Copper Falls State Park. Remember, a state park vehicle pass is required. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers quarterback injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers' new starting quarterback had to exit yesterday's training camp practice. Billy Edwards met later with reporters.
Yeah, I just clicked knees a little bit. So obviously as a 22-year-old, I guess maybe a little bit hit on the knee hurts a little more than when I was 18 in college. So just a little bruise. But, I mean, I felt a lot good. Was running there at the end of practice. So it was good competitive period. So it happens, but I feel fine. So
NFL. The Packers holding practice sessions open to the public today before packing their bags for Indianapolis and a joint practice Thursday with the Colts. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Pirates 7-1 thanks to 36-year-old left-hander Jose Quintana, who allowed just one run in six innings pitched.
Quintana's going to go out and pitch like he did tonight, giving us six innings in a big event, knowing that the bullpen was stretched this weekend, and Quintana was great. Anderson was great. Shelby Miller, whew, that was really good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It was a horror thriller that led the way at the box office this past weekend. Director Zach Cregger's Weapons pulled in $42.5 million at the domestic box office to lead the way. The film, starring Josh Brolin, received rave reviews. In second place was Freakier Friday, which performed well with $29 million. It was also a great movie weekend at the Schwabba House, resulting in a couple of Pete's picks. Here's one for now. 40 Acres is a great action sci-fi film that you can rent to stream. Recently on Nightlight, Madison film critic Rob Thomas talked about how much he liked liked the film and gave it a glowing review, which reflected many other reviews, resulting in a 90% favorable critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 95% audience score. The film tells the story of a family living on a farm following plagues and wars where food and crops are precious, forcing a family to fight off cannibals to survive. Grim but uplifting and tons of well-done action. The new version of War of the Worlds is yet another take on the H.G. Wells novel, which has been turned into a film three times now, at least at the studio level. The original film in 1953 currently rates an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Steven Spielberg-Tom Cruise remake in 2005 received a 76% fresh rating, and while not perfect, it was an exciting film. The new version starring Ice Cube is getting only a 3% favorable rating, which could mean the one critic who liked it hit the wrong button, forgot to carry a one, misspelled a word, etc. One critic called it a cinematic atrocity for the ages. Another says H.G. Wells is probably turning in his grave, and finally, it's irredeemably bad even for a pandemic movie. If you want to check it out, you can catch it on Amazon Prime, but just to reiterate, 3%, that's better than a movie you've never made. A performance in one movie should not theoretically affect critical praise for a performance in another film, but show business is an imperfect science. In last week's Hollywood Beats, I mentioned Eddie Murphy's recent interview with Complex, where he discussed some of his all-time clunker films, which included The Adventures of Pluto Nash and Holy Man, but not the film Norbit, which according to Murphy is not a turkey. Norbit was panned by critics, but Murphy has a soft spot in his heart for it because he wrote it with his brother Charlie. During the interview, it was also revealed Murphy believes that Norbit might have cost him an Oscar for his performance in the film Dreamgirls. Murphy was nominated for Best Supporting Actor right before Norbit hit the big screens. He thinks, as critics do, that that might have cost him an Oscar, even though the actor-comedian says it should not have. Making matters worse, Norbit took home multiple Razzies, which are the anti-Oscars. I guess trophies are trophies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of showers, maybe an isolated thundershower early on with gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.